Good evening, good to see all of you here. Trust you've had a good half week here in the Lord, and the rest of your week will be okay as well. We'll be in the book of Romans. We started looking at the Apostle Paul last week, and we looked at his family, who he was, his character, where he was from. Tonight we'll be looking at a little bit of his ministry. A little bit of his ministry. Could I get didn't help me last time. Samara, will you come here please for a minute? And Jared, will you come help me please? Samara, will you take this to Brother Ray and tell him Happy Valentine? You take this to Sister Nelson. She sits right behind Brother Gino. Say, Happy Valentine's. Give her a kiss on the forehead. Say, it's from the pastor. Did you give him a kiss on the forehead? Thank you, then. Here, that's it, buddy. I don't see any more of the widows here, widowers. No, they're not here. We'll give them to them next week, Sunday or something. Happy Valentine's to all of you. Romans chapter number 15, verse number 20. Romans chapter 15 and verse number 20. Apostle Paul to be a special person and do a lot for the Lord. He was devoted. Paul was a devoted man to the work of the Lord. He served the Lord with all of his heart. He fulfilled the qualifications and duties of God's apostle, and we will look at that tonight and see. His main ministry was preaching the gospel. You'll notice here, Romans chapter 15, verse number 20. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. So Paul was interested in getting the gospel to folks that had not heard the gospel, that had a need to hear the gospel. Tonight in the youth zone, we started a old video, Sheffield. Have anybody ever heard of that? Sheffield. I encourage you to forget it and watch it if you want. It's good history. It's put on by Bob Jones, and it's about the story of a circuit riding preacher in North Carolina. Well, when God placed a call upon his heart, he approached the board of theologians and wanted to be licensed. They told him he wasn't quite educated enough. Told him to go to the simpler people, be an itinerant. And that's what he did. First encounter he had was with a moonshiner that was beating up a preacher and shooting at the preacher, and he prayed that God would strike his steel with an oak tree, would fall on it, and the moonshiner laughed and giggled, said, there's not an oak tree within 200 yards of this whole piece of property, and up on the hill God struck one with a lightning bolt and it fell down and crushed the steel. But he went to the simpler, Robert Sheffield. Started his ministry up in the mountains with trappers, with moonshiners and things. A young man gave his life serving the Lord. And that was Apostle Paul. He wanted to get the gospel to people that had not yet heard it. And he was not looking to build himself upon another man's ministry. And you know, that was an accusation. And Paul said, some of you say you're of Apollos, some say you're of Paul, and some say that you're this one. He said, listen, God brings the increase. And that was Paul's desire, that he would. He conducted several missionary journeys throughout the known world as he had a burden to share the gospel with those that had not yet heard it. But the amazing thing was, he always had a concern and care for his people, for those that of the nation of Israel. But God had called him to be an apostle to the Gentiles. If you go back to Romans chapter 10 and verse 1, his prayer was this: brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. And that was his prayer, but God had sent him in a different direction, different, in a whole different other way. But as opportunity would present itself from town to town, from region to region, if he heard about a synagogue, he was going to approach that synagogue and do everything he could to share the gospel with any Jewish people that had been scattered abroad because of persecution, because of job or whatnot. And he was scattered abroad, and he would try to present them the gospel. Now, I'm going to tell you, many times, not many, almost every time, the Jewish people gave him the most heartache, the most trouble. Matter of fact, if you follow one of his missionaries' journey, he's up there preaching in Thessalonica, and down as he comes down, the Jewish folks just begin to follow him on his trail and hounding him and getting, trying to get to him to forsake what he was doing. Look in 2 Corinthians, if you would, chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. And verse 12. Paul poured his heart out into many, many, many different churches, different believers, planting churches all around. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 12. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if this ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. And in his endeavors, he would run across and run into and come, his path would come across many, many false teachers. You have to understand, back then, they did not have a complete canonized scripture. They didn't have a Bible. I honestly, today, I cannot understand why folks are so twisted up in the day which we live in. We have a Bible. And I don't know, some of these things, some of these folks believe, I don't know where they're finding it. Because we have some folks across this world that are really, really, really messed up. I mean, to no end. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe prayer, the faithful, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, but it is through the power of God and the hand of God that does healing and touching and putting things back together. But there's a lot of folks, well, I tell you, they could really shut down Florida Hospital if they had the power they had. If they said, I mean, they'd park themselves over there and just heal everybody that's sick. You know, it's amazing that they don't do that. They'll get on TV and tell you to send them $10, and they'll cry on some handkerchiefs and spit some snot on it and send it back to you, and you're supposed to be healed. Amen. I don't find it in the Bible. I really don't. Not at all. There is no scriptural founding. So you can understand in Paul's day, because they had no scripture, they had, it was word of mouth, they had some letters here, some writings there that they had shared. So Paul had to approach people and he had to test them with the doctrine. And he even got to the point in one book, as he wrote, he said, even if an angel was to approach you, because they had these problems with people believing in, angels coming. That's led to a mess here, even in America. Well, an angel came to me, he told me to do things and gave me some plates and so forth and so on. And man, it's caused all kind of trouble and heartache. That Paul said, even if an angel come and he preaches another gospel, let that angel be accursed. That's how strong he was in the doctrine. Now listen, Paul was not perfect. We can study his life. He loved the Lord. He loved the work of the Lord. He was as zealous as a Pharisee, persecuting the church and trying to wreak havoc in the church. He even said from his own testimony, I've locked Christians up, both men and women, and had them, I hounded them and chased them and scattered them abroad. He brought that zeal over to the other side. Well, it didn't work too good with him and Barnabas there for a little bit, did it? But he never got outside of himself. He stayed within himself. And at some point, he came to realize that, hey, man, I was pretty wrong with that situation there. And he reached out himself and said, listen, bring John Mark to me because he is profitable. That's why him and Barnabas had to split, had the words. And, Peter, boy, when Peter withdrew himself from those Gentile believers there, as he was gathered around, well, he faced him straight up. And this is what he tested people by doctrine. And, and that's where we got to find our test. There's a lot of charismatic speakers in this world, different. I mean, there's orators. They can speak with honey dripping off their tongue. They can motivate, and they can organize, and they can live different. Whenever they start speaking against this book, it's got to stop. We have no excuse today. God has given us the Holy Spirit of God to live within us. He's given us a book, His Bible, His Word, and the Holy Spirit's job is to teach us all things about Jesus, to give us an unction from on high, to show us, to help us to understand the very words of God. And we stand without excuse when it comes to doctrine and things of that nature. And Paul remained loyal through beatings, through imprisonment, through slander. Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. He remained loyal to the Lord, to the work of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 9. Paul says, for I think that God had set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death, for we were made spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto the present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place, and labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it, being defamed, we entreat, we are made as the filth of the world, and are of the offscouring of all things unto this day. Man, through slander, through heartache, through difficulty, Paul remained loyal to God through persecution from different religions. If you was to go in your own time, I don't have time tonight, but in Acts chapter 21, verse 27-28, boy, those of the religious sect even persecuted Paul. Paul should have knew something about that because he himself persecuted those that were in the way. What way? The way of Christ. There, you know, and a threat of death. Look over in Acts chapter 26. Paul remained loyal. Acts chapter 26. Verse number 21. Acts chapter 26, verse 21. And it says here, "For this cause the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me." That threat of death through personal struggles. Look over in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7. "Remain loyal through personal struggles." Listen. "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measurement." I mean, he stayed faithful through beatings, through imprisonment, through slander, through persecution from those on the religious sects around. The Jews threatened him with death. He had this personal ailment here that God allowed him to remain with him. And then over in Philippians chapter number 4, he had friends, close friends, that traveled with him, that ate with him, that spent time with him, that came to a point in their life that they just simply abandoned him. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 15. Philippians 4:15, the Bible says, "Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only." Churches that he had started and planted and labored over and spent time with, they just quit communicating with him. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. In verse number 10, the Bible says here, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretan, to Galatia, Titus, unto Dalmatia." Wow. Only, listen to what it says, 11. "Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with me, with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry." So he remained loyal through many difficulties. Through many, many, many difficulties in the ministry. And he didn't allow personal things that came against him. Matter of fact, one verse says like this, "I bear in my body," Paul said, "I bear in my body the marks of Christ." I mean, he was a loyal. And it says this about Paul, "I finished my course. I kept the faith. I finished my..." Listen, there's too many of us that are getting that we start and we allow something that happens and boy, we just get mad at God. We just quit on God. We're not faithful to God and we're not loyal. Well, so and so said something. Paul had whole churches that he poured his heart and life into that just cut him off. He said, "God, I'm going to stay faithful." I think many times our motivation is wrong. We do things, you know, for the wrong reasons. We got to get to the point where we mature enough as God's children that everything we do is for the Lord. And a lot of this stuff will be like water on a duck's back. Will you get your feelings hurt? Yes. But I'm going to ask you this. How many times you got your feelings hurt at work? Still get up and go to work, clock in. How many folks are, "I'm not never going back to church"? Have you ever been aggravated over at Walmart? Going there and you want to... The other morning, I had to go to Walmart. And believe it or not, there was not one human working a cash register. None, not one. I got over there to check. The lady said, "You got to go over there, sir." It was like five little bitty square thing. I mean, in a little cubby hole, they shove you in. I felt like I was a piece of cattle. I mean, you know, I was looking for the prod to come out and shock me, to get me over there to it. I got over there, I began to go, and the light started going on. And she said, "Oh, you can't do that here, sir. You got to go over to customer service." I said, "Why don't y'all hire a human to stand around here to do this?" How many of you got aggravated at Walmart? Still go shopping, don't you? Still go. How many of you notice these new buggies they got? If you park too far away, the buggy locks up on you. The wheels don't even go. So you have to go get your car, drive closer, or transfer the stuff by hand. Still going to go shopping, aren't you? Why do we let things that are around God? God didn't do anything. The Bible never says one time in Scripture that the deacons died getting themselves for the church. Never says the Sunday school teachers died and gave themselves for the church. Never says the pastor died and gave himself for the church. Never says the pastor is the Lord of church. As a matter of fact, God's very direct. He is the under-shepherd. Don't want preachers getting too big. You're an under-shepherd. Why? Because Christ is head of the church. So we got to get to the point where we're just simply loyal to God. I mean, loyal. And Paul was loyal. I mean, he stayed at it. He was found faithful. What about just doing the best he could for the Lord in whatever situation he was in? It got so bad that one time he was, towards the end of his life, dear friend, he was locked up for 2 years, house arrested. I mean, just locked up. Scripture doesn't tell us this, but historians say, Nero had him beheaded. Faithful. Finished the course. When he was under house arrest, the Bible talks about that in the Scriptures, that he even reached those that were in the household of Caesar. Just loyal. Just faithful to the end. If we don't get anything else out of the Apostle Paul, dear friend, listen, be found faithful. Paul was faithful, loyal to God. And whatever ministry was given to him, it is amazing here that if you really study, we didn't spend a whole lot of time into him, but Paul was very, very educated. Some say he could speak up to 7 languages. Just Pharisee of Pharisees, sit at the feet of Gamaliel like we learned last week. But God sent him to Gentiles. If you're Jewish and Gentiles, well, I'm telling you, they didn't get along too well. But took the most educated. You remember whenever the vision came to Peter? And he's laying there and the vision came and the sheep laid down and all manners of food came up. The Lord said, "Arise and eat." Peter, he woke up trembling, cold sweats. Peter couldn't handle that whole thing. But he got up and he said, "Okay." And finally broke down and went. Did what God wanted him to do. God took Paul and put him outside of his comfort zone. And I'm telling you something. If you want to really be used on God, why did he do that to him? Because then you have to strictly depend upon God. Strictly depend upon God. You got to get to the point where you say, "God, I'm being persecuted. Lord, they're saying this about me. They're saying that about me. Lord, but, Lord, it's not you." You know what the Lord says to us? "I love you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you alone. Matter of fact, I'm just going to go on and build you a mansion up here in heaven. I'm going to prepare a place for you. That's how much I love you." Just stay faithful to the Lord. People hurt your feelings, dear friend, turn it over to God. They despised our Lord. How much will they despise us? Quite a bit.